Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshechach Mashir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners. Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Agmar Chasim Atoiva, Tzayim Gedalia, Tovshin Peivov, Parshas Vayelech, Shabbos Shuva, Shabbos Teshuva, Tovshin Peivov. So we're going to learn a Meshechachma, a short Meshechachma, where it's Medayik in the Psukim, and Be'ez Hashem will try to be Marchiv a little bit. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, by the Parsha of Hakel, Pasuk Yud Bey says, Hakel is Ha'om Vanoshim, Vanoshim Vataf. Gather together the nation, men, women, children, V'gercha Shebisharecha, L'man Yishmu, number one, they should hear. U'l'man Yilmadu, and they should learn. V'yoru es Hashem Alekeichem, and they should fear Hashem. V'shomru La'aseis is called Divrei Hatera Azois, and they will make sure to keep and to be mekayim kol divrei haTorah hazois. So they're there to listen, to learn, to fear, v'shamru lasois, to be mekayim kol haTorah. Uvenayim asher lo yadu. But their sons, their children, asher lo yadu. They don't know. Yishmu, they shall listen. Vilamdu, and they shall learn. L'yira es Hashem l'keichem, to fear Hashem. Kol ha'yomim asher atem chayim alo adama, asher atem oirim es hayarden shamu l'rishta. So, the Ramban already over here is bothered. I'm sorry, not the Ramban. Yeah, I'm sorry, yes, the Ramban. The Ramban says, Uvenayim asher lo yadu yishmu v'lamdu hei mataf. Ki yishmu, they'll listen, v'yishalu. And they'll ask, they'll say, well, what's going on? V'avo yisyar gilu v'yichanchu oisam. And eventually the fathers will be mechanach the children. Kei nataf hazeh yonke shadayim. You can't say that the children we're talking about here are babies. They're young, close to chinuch. And that's why it says, Yishma'u, they will listen, vilamdu, viyiru. I'm sorry. Vilamdu liyira. They will learn liyira, ba'asid, in the future. Ki lamayla amar, vilamdu viyaru. By the adults, it says, L'man yilmudu, they'll learn v'yaru, and they will fear. Mashen came by the children here, it says, V'lamdu, they'll learn li'yira, to fear, in the future, because they're still children. So the Ramban says that he's already being ma'irah here, the difference in the l'shaynis. In the first pasuk, it says, L'man yilmudu, yishmu, yilmudu, v'yaru. By the children, it says, Yishmu, they'll listen. V'lamdu liyira. So the Ramban says, because they'll listen, they'll ask questions, and slowly but surely in the future, you will teach them liyira sasha. The Kli Yakar also talks about the Shinu in the Lashonos. But what bothers Meir Simcha is not so much that. He's bothered by the fact that when it comes to the parents, to the adults, it doesn't just talk about Yira, it says V'shamru L'asayis, to keep the Torah. Why by the children did it only say L'yira S'Hashem L'keich? Zokter Meir Simcha. V'loin nemar eitzal abonim yishmru L'asayis is called Divrei HaTorah Azayis. In Pasuk Yud Gimel, when it says V'lamdu L'yira, it doesn't say yishmru L'asayis is called Divrei HaTorah Azayis. Kimay Kaidem, like it says in the Pasuk, by the adults. So he explains very simply and very gishmak. Dinei bat Torah yesh asei v'lois asei. When it comes to the Torah, there's an asei and there's a lois asei. There are positive commandments and negative commandments. Things you have to do and things you're not allowed to do. Lochein. Al ha-gedoylim, in the first pasuk Yud Beis, when it comes to the gedoylim amar, yilmedu v'yaru es Hashem, they'll learn and they'll fear Hashem. What's fearing Hashem? Zesur meira. Fear is what keeps you away from doing averis. That's the sur meirash miras loisase, to make sure that they don't do averis. Shel ze shayach moira. That's what fear is. Fear keeps you away from doing incorrect things. That's part number one for the adults. Part number two, Vishamru Lasois, Ze Asei Toiv, Sur Meirav Asei Toiv, Vishamru Lasois, they'll make sure to keep to do. Kiyom HaMitzvah Asei, those are a Kiyom, those are keeping the Mitzvah Asei, the positive, the active commandments. So when it comes to the adults, they are here for two reasons. Number one, V'yaru es Hashem, to keep away from mitzvahs lois asei, not to do averis. V'shamru lasois, that's the mitzvahs asei. Al balaktanim, but we get to our pasuk yigimel, uvneam asher lo yadu ktanim, im ki higia l'chinuch, even if they reach the age of chinuch, the Ramban said they were karav lishanech. Right, karav lishanech, not babies. The Kli Yakar himself, also says it was talking about higia l'chinuch, at least in his initial pshat. So the ketanim here, we're talking about higia l'chinuch. V'kum b'kum v'aseh yeinu min ha-tairah. So are they obligated to do mitzvahs aseh? No, midai raisa, they're not obligated. The chinuch d'rabbanon k'disa b'nazir. I, the mitzvah of chinuch, that's only a din d'rabbanon. Like the Gemara's mashma nazir, by nazir there's a halacha of chinuch. The lashon of the Rambam and the Chassidus, u'midivrei soifrim, it's really a big to-do. There is a meshech chachma, parshas lech lecha, who brings a source by Avraham Avinu, I think he says over there it's a source for the mitzvah of chinuch, but it's not a mitzvah deraisa chinuch. The Meshech Chachma says here it's a mitzvah derabbanon kedisa benazir. So therefore, the Torah cannot say that ketanim should listen to be able to be mekayim the Torah. They're not mechuyev to. However, there is a halacha that a child who's eating nevelas, Amrin and Seif Parakherish, the Vez the Mitzuvim Lafrishai, the Gemara, that the Messiah of Parakherish in Yavamis, Kuf Yadalid, and the Rambam Paskin is in Hilchas Machalas Hasurais. That there's a din of Bezdin Mitzuvim Lafrishai, that when a katan is Eichel Neveilais, Bezdin is obligated to stop him from doing that. Lachain Omar, Yishmu Vilamdu Liira. Now, I want to point out that in itself is a sugya of, you look up the Rambam over there, you look up the Gemara, when Bezin is Mitzvah Lafrish, when they're not Mitzvah Lafrish, the Rais is the Rabbanon, if he's Oichel by himself, to be Meichelim. But the Meshech Chachma is taking on that there is a concept, not getting into the nitty gritty of it, there's a concept of a Katan doing an Isser that he has to be stopped from doing. So therefore he says, when it comes to the Katanim Yishmu, they'll listen Velamdu Liira, Lifresh min ha'iser, they will learn to be parish min ha'iser, because that there is a concept of midai raisa, stopping to do averis. Avol kiyom ha'esei leka b'hu min ha'tera. So Rameir Simcha is coming and showing us the difference between pasuk yud beis and yud gimel. Pasuk yud beis, by the adults, we focus on yira, which is the isurim, and v'shamru, the mitzvahs. When it comes to v'neam asher lo yadu, even if they're a bar chinuch, but a bar chinuch is not mechuyev to be mekayim mitzvahs. So therefore the Torah didn't say anything about v'shamru for them. Masha'en kein, legabe isurim, there is a concept of a katan being mafrish from isurim, mida iraisa. So the pasuk says, yishmu v'lamdu liyiras Hashem aleikeichem, the year of the fear that they will learn, and that they're mechuyevim. That is Rav Meir Simcha here in this pasuk. Now I want to share with you some beautiful pshatim We'll circle back in a minute to Rameir Simcha, to a different Meshech Chachma. But I want to share with you a Mar Dikavart from Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, Zichrayna Livracha, double great grandson of the Chassam Sofer on the beginning of the Parsha. And it's Nageah to Shabbos Shuvah, and in the Akdama always to my Shabbos Shuvah Drasha for the men, I bring from Rabbi Yosef Nechemya this Yesod. He says it in numerous places in different ways, but here he says it as follows. Vayelech Moshe, Vayedaber es hadvorim ha'ela. He's bothered, what's Vayelech Moshe? Vayedaber es hadvorim ha'ela. What's Vayelech Moshe? There's Ibn Ezra here. There's a Sipurna here. Says Rabbi Yosef Nechemya. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming in Parshas Vayelech to give very strong teichacha to Klal Yisrael. But for someone to be able to be mekabel teichacha, they have to be a keli that's able to hear it. So he says, lahachshir es haaznayim, to be able to prepare their ears, to be able to be typhus, words of teichacha, hiktim dvar halacha tchila. The first thing Moshe Rabbeinu did is, he told them a dvar halacha. Ki hu mishaber haklipois. A dvar halacha, shtikol Torah, is mishaber klipois. It gets rid of all the schmutz, gets rid of all the blockages. The efshir letzaref lozeh pirish ha-chassam sefer. He says, I'm going to be efshir, we can be mitzaref, the pirish of the chassam sefer, and the pasuk of v'neyam asher lo yodu yishmu, our pasuk. Yishmu v'lamdu liyiras Hashem. What does the chassam sefer say? Al derech, imoy, shal Reb Yeshua b'chananya, shechnisa arisosa l'veis ha-medrish kadei shechnas kol teiru l'oznav. The Chassam Sofer brings the Yerushalmi and Yevamis. The famous Yerushalmi, Reb Yeshua ben Chananya, his mother would bring in his bassinet to the Beis HaMedrash, that Torah should go into his ears. So the Chassam Sofer, I found in two places where he brings this, the Chassam Sofer is very busy with the Lashon La'asid. Yishmu v'lamdu liyira, in the future, like the Ramban's mashma, like that, the future, they're going to eventually learn it. Some Sefer is very busy with this in Torah. So Moshe has a few pshatim in Chelek Beis, in the drushes for Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, page 696, uv'neam asher lo yodu, Yishmu v'lamdu, says the Chassam Sofer, Ramaz Khan, it's a remez to what it says in the Medrash, which is the Yerushalmi and Yevamis, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, that she brought his Arisa into the base Medrash, Torah should go in his ears, says the Chassam Sofer, V'zeh Eskula La'asoysei Talmid Chacham Ba'achris. This was a skula to make him into a Talmid Chacham at the end. V'nehach Taf Tikra. Now Chassam Sofer says, what children are we referring to in the pasuk? Heim kitane kitanim shaloi yigia lechenach. Not like Rameir Simcha that says yigia lechenach and the Kliyakar. Not like the Ramban says who karev lechenach. The Chassam Sofer says kitane kitanim. It's the baby shaloi yigia lechenach. The einem mevinim. They don't understand. So matayelis bavosom. Why are we bringing them to Akel? Kedei sheyishmu ba'oznam divrei Torah. They should just hear divrei Torah. And therefore, at the end, when they're going to grow up in the future, the man yishmu, they're going to hear it now. In the future, eventually, it's going to help them. That divrei Torah that they heard when they're babies will help them in the future. That when it comes time to learn, v'lamdu liyira, and Rabbi Yosef Stern writes ayin la'el. In Reish Rasha of Shabbos Shuvah, Tov Kuf Tzadi Gimel. So that's in Chelek Aleph, Chav Vav Amr Aleph, B'Yeser Bir. You can look it over there. It's much more of an Arichus. Again, I'll just bring out pieces. B'Zeh Kedei Sheyichnas, B'Oznei Hayeled, Kol Divrei Torah, B'Zeh Mesugel, L'Sheyigdo, Yeh Tamachachem V'Tzadik. And at the end he says again, Moshe Rabbeinu here, was coming eventually, the pasuk at the end says, after the end of Vayelech Vonsa Shira Bechem Le'et, Velamdes B'Zne Yisrael Sima B'Fiyam, says the Chassam Sofer Mar de Gazach, In the beginning of Parshas Hazino, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Chazal learned that's Birchas HaTorah. Moshe Rabbeinu is Mevorach Birchas HaTorah, and Parshas Hazino, Shema Minosh is a Iker HaTorah. Imkein Roy Hayalashmiya Boz Niktan Iktanim Leskulu Nifla. This Torah Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure the Torah that he recited Birchas HaTorah on should go into the ears of the Ktan Iktanim. And not only that, Parshas Vezois HaBracha. Ubevadi yesh telus uskula lahachnis habracha, that vizayis habracha, bozne ketane ketanim. So that's the Chassam Sofer, that you bring the ketane ketanim, leman yishmu, I'm sorry, lo yadu, they know nothing, yishmu, they'll just listen, they'll hear it. Velamdu liyir, in the future, that's a skula, that they should be able to be matzliach in Torah. Now, before we get to what Rav Yosef Nechami wants to do with this, Famison, the Chassam Sofer, the Meshech Chachma, I'm sorry, in the Shtukah right before on Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, he brings the Gemara in Chagiga Dav Gimel Lamed Aleph, and I think we once gave a whole shiur on this Meshech Chachma, that it says there was a Maisa with Rabbi Yechonim and Breaker, Rabbi Lazar Asaba, that they went to Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin, and he told them what Chiddush was there in the Beis HaMedrash today. And they said, Rebbe, you're Talmidim, we came to hear you, not to tell you Torah. He says, what do you mean? Afalpi Kain. Can't be that there was no Chiddush in the Beis HaMedrash. Shabbos Shalmi Haisa, whose week was it? They said it was the Shabbos of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah. What did Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah say? He said the Parsha of Hakel, and he said this famous Chazal that we've been talking about, Hakel Esom, Ho'anoshim V'anoshim V'ataf. If the men are coming to learn, and the women are coming at least to hear. Why are we bringing the children, says the Gemara, to give schar to those who bring them. Now you ask me one second, did the Chassam Sofer tell us it's in order that they should be Typhus Torah? In every shtickle of Chassam Sofer, here in the Drashas, in Teras Moshe, as if you shtickle about it, in Chassam Sofer La Torah, always a knach at the end to say pshat in litein schar lemiviyayim. Says the Gemara of Ait, Amar Lehem, so Rabbi Yeshua told them, Margolis, Toiva, Isa, Bietchem, you had this jewel in your hands. What a beautiful shtickle that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said. Uvikashtem, Lovdem, Imeni, you didn't want to tell it to me. I was going to lose out. What was he so nispal? So Rabbi Meir Simcha says, what do you mean? This is Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua, whose mother brought his bassinet into the Beis Medrash when he was a baby, Yitachin, Maldis Rabbi Shalmi of Amis, Ros Rabbi Yeshua, Vikara Love, Esmiyar Redeya, Zohar Ani, Shoisa Imoy, Melechas, Arisosi, Lebeis Akneses, Beshil, Shizdabku, Ozno, Vedivre Teira, I remember that his mother used to bring his Arisa into the Beis Medrash. She's dabku ozna b'divrei Torah. So Rabbi Yeshua says, "Uvikashtem lo avda mimeni." You wanted to make me lose it. Says Amar de Gazak the Meshech Chachma. Sheloy with a vav. Sheloy yaus hamaimer. This mimer is fitting for him. Kirmagol is toivel lebaleo. When you have someone loses something, they lose a jewel, you give it back to them. That's what he said, Avda mimeni, you almost made me lose my jewel. Why is it my jewel? Because my mother did this. My mother was mechaven to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah of bringing children to Hakel. Why? The Torah should go into their ears. My mother did this to me. And you, I almost lost it. I almost lost it. Upashat. I do want to point out, we said it then in the shir, I don't remember how many years ago, that the Gra in Shir HaShir in Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches says, Al Mishkanos Harayim, he says, you should be margal ketanim into the Beis HaMedrash, k'mo shekasa Rabbi Yeshua Ashri Eladetai, like it says in the Mishnah, that about Rabbi Yeshua, Ashri Eladetai, Rabbi Yechonim and Zakkai said on him, Ashri Eladetai. Ki tekev kishinis abro imoi. Now, the Yerushalmi said that his bassinet was brought into the Beis HaMedrash. The Mefarish and Avos, which is they call Rashi, writes, B'shemi the Yerushalmi, not the same Yerushalmi, that From the day his mother became pregnant, she used to go b'chol yoyim al kol botei medrashos k'dei sheyivakshu rachamim, to get a bracha. They should daven for her child. As we said, the Yishalmi in Yavama says, b'shem Reb Doisa ben Orkanis, I remember his mother used to bring his arisa, but the Gra is mechadish. She puts the two different chazals together, and he says, ki teikav kishenis abra imai, from the day she became uberes, loizozo mi beis hamedrash. She parked herself in the beis hamedrash. Not like the Mefarish brings from the Yishalmi that she would go every day to the beis hamedrash. And not like the Yishalmi that says she put his bassinet. Could be she did that later. But says the Gra, she loizozo mi beis hamedrash, this expectant mother, parked herself in the Beis HaMegdash, she yishma tamid Torah, that the baby inside her should hear Torah. That baby should constantly hear Torah from her. Ayur de Kazach. Zokt, back to Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, and the Chazam Sefer telling us, the skula is, that Lasid, he's going to vax ois, he's going to shtay from that. That's what the Chassam Sofer had said. Bezel yeskulo la'asoyisi tamachachem ba'achris. It's a skula to make him a tamachachem. So back to Rabbi Yosef Nechemia. So he says, Ayidei, this Chassam Sofer, Ba'yidei kach yilmudu ba'asil liyira. That's why it says liyira in the future. Ki ha-teira tachshir adam l'kabal yirashamayim. Teira prepares a person to be b'kabal yirashamayim. Now it's interesting. The Chassam Sofer was knaching it that later on he's become a gadol. The Rabbi Yosef Nechemia is focusing not just on the words that he's going to learn and become a gadol, Talmud Chacham. He's going to become someone who's liyira. The Yira Shamayim is going to come because he was prepared by the Torah that went into his ears. Ki ha-Torah tachshir adam l'kabal Yira Shamayim. So Mamela, that's Pshah in the Pasuk here. L'man yishmu v'lomdu liyira. And maybe that's why it answers Meir Simcha's question. We're not handling mitzvahs. We're talking about all in the future. They don't know anything. They can't say v'shamru here. This is a special skula. The Torah should go into their ears, liyira, that at the end is going to be, later on, there'll be mukshah to be mekabel yira shamayim. U'v'yoyser mesuga l'kach. Pilpul ha-Torah she-nikra halacha. Zok Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, what type of Torah should go into a person that prepares him to be mekabel Yerushamayim? Not just dam vertachal. It has to be pilpul ha-Torah, which is called halacha. Like Rashi says in Parshas Bechukosai, in Bechukosai teilechu, she-amelim ba-Torah, pilpul ha-Torah. That's Teilechu. Zok to Yosef Nechemia, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu's coming to give Musa to Klal Yisrael. How's that Musa going to be typhus in the ears and the hearts of Klal Yisrael? You know what Moshe Rabbeinu did? Vayelech Moshe. He went and he told them a Dvar Halacha, Shtikul Torah. Hikdim Dvar Halacha Tchila. Then he was able to come and speak Musar to Klal Yisrael, because first he was machsher them with the pilpul ha-Torah. So he's Dr. Rabbi Yosef Nechemia. Now here he doesn't shtel it too, but in the drushes on for Aseres Yimei Tshuva, he says many times that the minig in Klal Yisrael for Doiras, tiknu kad meinenu, he says, that on Shabbos Shuva, the Rav says a pilpul. A pilpul, you see, he said on Chatzi Shir Amol, he said on other different sugyas, and you see Bechlau from the Drosser Rabbanim, they said Shtiklach Torah that had a Shaychas, didn't have a Shaychas, a Tshuva, Amol was on Hilchas Sukkah, different things. He said, what's the Pshat? L'chaira, the Pasha, you should just say Musar and say Chacha. Why did they say a pilpul? He even writes in one place, Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, he says, you think we should be learning Musar in Yerushamayim, Mal Aseres Yimei Tshuva? There's an old minig that used to give the Bachrim a sugya to learn dafka during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva to be mefalpel, mamish, a special sugya to get into the lomdas. He says, what's the pshat? He says the teretz is because if we want to be able to be kalim, to be mukshar, to hear musar, to hear Yerushamayim, to be able to do tshuva, we have to be machshir our guf. We have to prepare ourselves. And when you prepare yourself through Torah, Hashiveinu avinu sarasecha, v'karveinu ma'akeinu avadisecha, v'achzireinu b'shuva shleima. How does Torah find itself in the bracha of tshuva? He writes in one place. Because first, Hashiveinu avinu sarasecha, without learning Torah, Torah will make us mukshir, that we could come to tshuva, that we could hear words of musar, that we could come to Yerushamayim. And that's why tiknu kadmei meinu with the chachma, that the Rav says a pilpul, a shtikl Torah, that the olam should get into it and kach and burn in pilpul of Torah, and milchamto shel Torah. Then you could say a dvar musar, you could say a dvar Yerushamayim, you could come to think about tshuva, ha-peseach shar ledoivkei b'tshuva. That's the Torah, is being peseach shar ledoivkei b'tshuva. Vayelech Moshe, first Moshe Rabbeinu said a dvar alocha, and then that is the power of learning Torah. Torah is machsheras to be makabel musar, to be makabel Yerushamayim, avada. You can't just have the Torah without the musar and the Yerushamayim. It's a time of tshuva. It's a time of being marben tefillas and tachanunim. It's mavor and shulchan aruch like that. Mavor and halacha like that. Avada, you're even memayit belimud. You're memayit belimud. Kidei to be mispalo b'sachanunim. Moran Sarat Torah used to say, "Gan sefer tilim every day of aseres mei tshuva." Took away from his learning, but these are the days. I'll end off with a meridika maramakim. Tshuva savne miluim. Ksei sachoish avne miluim. In the shir that I gave on the life and Torah of the Ksei sachoish, I brought this out. You can listen over there, you can find the Torah anytime on the website, USB, however you're listening to this. A little vikuach with the Mir Rashiva Zechayim L'Rachim Nassim Tzvi Finkel. This was a tshuva that was written on Erev Sukkis, Yud Dal Tishrei, Tov Kuf Samach Zayin. And he writes that really the Shaila came to him earlier, it sounds like in the Maaser Yisimei Tshuva, the Shaila came to him. And he says, you know why I couldn't answer you in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva? Amnam ba'agia liyodi yemei rotzayin u'tfila v'tachanunim. It came to my hands in the days of rotzayin, tfila and tachanunim. And I just couldn't be Isaac in the Inyan. Ve'in oimdim li'spalo mitei halocha psuka. He says, to davin, Chazal say, you don't stand up to davin, ela mitei halocha psuka. You can't be like fratumled, your mind's rushed, running and thinking of svaris. You learn the halacha psuka, it's clear, it doesn't bother you. You could daven with a clear head. So I couldn't be ma'ayin in your shayla. I couldn't be ma'ayin in your shayla. It's the shayla, I think, in Gittin here. It was aguna shayla, actually. It was an aguna shayla. I think it was. That's what it sounds like here. Aguna. So, I couldn't be ma'ayin, because these are yimei rotzayin utfila v'tachanunim v'inayindin l'misval m'teichalocha psuka l'yachol tilayim b'hem. He says, and the truth is, you're saying, why did it take me to Erev Sukkis? V'im gam k'la'eis k'zois ein apnai maskim. This really hasn't been time either. Ki yimei mitzvah v'asiyah heima. These days are days of mitzvah v'asiyah. But he said, what should I do? It's halacha l'maisa. Huchrachti likach la'atzmi zman ma. I took some time out to see on Erev Sukkis to write this tshuva. But you see from the Ksei Sachoshin, what are these days? These are days of Yimei Rotzeinu Tefila v'tachanunim. Just Rebbe Yisim Nechemi is telling us, we're so farshtupt, that avada, we need the pilpul, we need the dvar halacha, to be machshir us to come to tshuva. But don't forget what the goal is. The goal is to hear a shtikl musar. The goal is to learn a little musar, a little chizuk, a little hisayrus, to come to tshuva. The Torah is machshir us. But avad, you have to come to the final thing, which is, I pay seach shar l'davke b'tshuva, to come taka to tshuva. Yimei rotzeh in tefila v'tachanunim, shtaka b'zoiche, to be able to penetrate our hearts a little bit, to be Messiah a little bit, and Aseris Yemei Tshuva, in Shabbos Shuva, coming to Yom Kippurim Bezah Hashem. Wish everyone a Gmar Chasima Teva, Gutke Ben Shiar, and Kol Tov.